Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Last week, South Carolina lost a unlikely but exceptional entrepreneur, Virginia Aldrich, who was founder of the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities. And I believe you've met Virginia before, haven't you?
I have, and my daughter graduated from that school.
Yeah, so close connection. She was a chorale teacher in high school in Greenville County, and she created a whole series of very innovative things. She created something called a singing Christmas tree, where students were stacked up in a form that looked like a tree, and lots of the folks that were students at that time finally remember that happened every year. She was involved in creating the Fine Arts Center in the 70s, which is a organization of the Greenville County School District that still exists and is a magnet program inside the district. But what she's most known for is creating the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities, which eventually in the late 1990s became a two-year residential program. And I have an interview with her from some years ago that's actually on the Swamp Fox Facebook page, where she describes what she did to start the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities. In a part of this conversation, she talks about building relationships with Governors Riley and Campbell, building relationships with people in the legislature, making them promises, you know, so that they would ultimately provide her the funding that was necessary to build the Governor's School. And a whole other stream of thought in this conversation is she says she's an out-of-the-box thinker, and she's gone and recruited a group of out-of-box thinkers as her faculty because that's what her students really needed, you know, to have this exceptional arts education. And I'm listening to her, and somewhere along the way, I said, Virginia, I said, that's interesting, but how do you balance the creative tension of being out of the box while being accountable for results? And that's a real challenge that many of us face, isn't it?
Well, it is. It certainly is. And mentioning relationship building, I think, is one thing that oftentimes entrepreneurs overlook.
Absolutely, they overlook. And, you know, you're trying to balance all these competing priorities that you have. And so when I asked her how she balanced this tension, she told me something that I found really profound at the time and that I've repeated over and over to just about any entrepreneur, or quite frankly, most community groups that I talk to. She said what she did was she defined what was essential for success in this school. In other words, that's what she'd promised the people that had provided her the resources. And the creative people on her team had to give her that, right? They had to contribute to what was essential. If you couldn't, then make you a bad person. You're just not on this team. Once you've contributed what's essential, now you are free to go take your kids to the mountaintop. And I thought, wow, how profound is that? I think that's a great leadership model. I think most entrepreneurs starting companies, that's exactly what they need to do. They need to find what the essence of the organization is, get the smartest people they know around them. Everybody on the team needs to buy into that mission, and they'll bring you things you could have never dreamed of.
Just the whole arts, increasing the quality of life in the community, you know, the entrepreneurship involved in building a school from scratch, it's all a great lesson for our entrepreneurial community.
Absolutely. You know, the Governor's School in Greenville, when I was at Kemet, I had some New York analysts come down, and we had an analyst day, and that night, Virginia Aldrich brought a young girl from the Governor's School who played the harp at dinner. And she explained how two of her young students had gotten accepted to Juilliard that year. Really exciting. And it was a way to show off South Carolina to these folks from New York. And the next morning, they got up and they said, wow, that was really impressive. And I said, you know, when we had shoes on, we had exceeded your expectations. But, I mean, it was just kind of an eye-opening thing, not only for us in the community, but people from outside of South Carolina to realize what excellence, you know, Virginia had created.
Well, John, there's no doubt that Virginia Aldrich, creator of the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities, will be missed. How's the business calendar looking?
Well, the big event in the state coming up in December is the Moore School Economic Outlook Summit. It's always very good. We still have some recurring programs like Million Cups and Tech After Five. And then looking around the corner to next year, you've got the Automotive Summit. You've got Dig South. I mean, I think it's the time of the year for people start looking into the spring and planning for some of the big events that are coming up in the state.
John, thanks for your time. As always, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.